بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى in surah mulk Allah mentions الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created death, Allah has created life, and the object of all this is to test you who amongst you is best when it comes to executing all types of good deeds. The dua that we recite after the farad salah, the sunnah dua, Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Do Allah assist me in making your shukr and making your dhikr, and or assist me in showing beauty in my ibadat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to ibadat, Allah does not want to see akthar. He does not want to see quantity. Allah wants to see quality. So in all our aspects of deen, whether it is our fasting, our hajj, our qurbani, whether it is our salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that beauty. When it comes to qurbani, for example, Allah says, لَيْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah does not need our the flesh. Allah does not need the blood. Just what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks is our taqwa. Looks at our intention, our sincerity. وَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, wholeheartedly, with a good heart, make this qurbani. So in every aspect we should see that how husn should come into our ibadat. Now the days of hajj has come. In the days gone by, people used to meet the hujjaj. Unfortunately, this also has lost, we have lost the plot. And sometimes the haji goes unnoticed and he comes unnoticed. So one of the sunnats is to go meet the hujjaj, go make dua, and ask him to make dua for you. And give him the sunnat duas, زَوَّدَكَ اللَّهُ taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the provision of taqwa. وَيَسَّرَ لَكَ الْخَيْرَ هَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you wherever you are. And وَغَفَرَ زَنْبَكَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sins. Another hadith, another dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that وَكَفَاكَ بِالْهَمْ وَوَجَّهَكَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. May Allah guide you towards good. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffice for you all types of worries and concerns. And the dua that we read while the hujjaj are there, we ask Allah, Allahumma اغْفِرْ لِلْحَاجِ. If a person doesn't know it in Arabic, no problem, say it in English. Wallah, forgive the hujjaj. Wani man istaghfara lahu al-hujjaj. And forgive all those on whose behalf the haji seeks forgiveness. So Allah grant us the tawfiq that we also fulfill the sunnah that we meet the hujjaj. In the days gone by, the people used to come and give a small pieces of papers or stacks of papers. And over there was written the request that a certain person, family member, he is sick, make dua. Certain family member is not married, make dua that Allah grants him a compatible partner. And the list goes on. And in over there, they were told that make this dua in Arafat, in Mina, in Muzdalifa, in the Hatim, under the Mizab-e Rahma, between Safa and Marwa, in the wild Zukiya, the Kaaba. Today, unfortunately, that messages are given to them and locations are given to them, but of a different nature. Today we'll tell them that go to a certain shop, certain bazaar, you will get this fabric, you will just get this cloak, get this kurta, or get this article. And you are given the locations, and now you are given a list of all commodities of the dunya. Whereas the hujjaj should be told that the duas of the dunya, of akhirah, of our deen, these should be presented, inshallah. And in this way, the hujjaj, they are our ambassador. They are the delegation on our behalf. We will find one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba radiallahu anhum that a time will come where a person will spend 100,000 dinars. And on the other hand, one person will give only 1 dinar. But that person who gave 1 dinar, he will overtake and surpass that person who gives 100,000. So according to us, doesn't make sense. It's against logic that 100,000 and 99,999 times more compared to that one. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this person who gave 100,000, in our circle, he might be a multi-millionaire, billionaire, very, very rich. But he gave a certain portion, percentage of his wealth in sadaqah, in khairat, in nillah. On the other hand, that person who gave only one dinar, he only had two dinars with him. So he gave 50% of his wealth. And that one, he only had two. But someday he gave one, half of it. And that was most, and that is that a needy person. So yeah, that person who gave that half of his will surpass that person who gave 100,000. So in all our aspects, even qurbani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that taqwa. That we should not show off, I slaughtered so many, my animal weighed so much, and I so much of qurbani. So we should never ever look down upon anyone. And this qurbani should be done wholeheartedly. And what is important is ikhlas and this taqwa. We will find that in the aspects of beauty of our hajj, beauty of our qurbani, etc., Allah Ta'ala looks at that. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَىٰ ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ. And then you will find the times have revolved. In the days gone by, we will find that there was very less knowledge. People had very less knowledge, but there was more taqwa. Today there is abundance of knowledge. Today there is explosion of information. At the tip of our fingers, we can download so many things. But unfortunately, ask ourselves how much of amal there was. In the days gone by, there was very little knowledge, but people had a lot of taqwa. People feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. Today, unfortunately, there's so much of knowledge, but this taqwa is dwindling all the time, deteriorating all the time. In the days gone by, we will find the tools of correspondence was very few. People used to write on postcards, people used to write on telegrams. And then those telephone calls used to be made with a landline. Was very expensive. Today, the mediums and so much of correspondence there was. But today, the tools of correspondence are so many. Social media in social media, so many aspects. But yet, we will find that the correspondence with family members has also deteriorated very, very little. We will find in the days gone by, people used to stay in small places, houses, in huts, etc. But their hearts were very big. Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that in days gone by, that the pots were very, very small. And many, many people used to eat from those small pots. Many people used to be invited, so much of barakah. Today we got bungalows, we're living in mansions. And one person has to knock on your door, you get parishan. Oh, who came this hour? And now you think, so many guests came. And we got big, big, huge pots, stainless steel pots. We got digs, but we're feeding very, very little people. So comparatively from before and today, we will find there's a big difference. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. In whatever we do, we bring husn in our ibadat. We bring beauty in our ibadat. Whether it is our tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, our zikr. Allah does not want to look at quantity and akthar. Allah wants to look at beauty of ahsan in every aspect of our deen. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah ta'ala appreciates it. Allah ta'ala loves it. So now the days of Dhul Hijjah, that we should make an earnest attempt now to increase in our ibadat and try to fast during the days, first 9 days, the nights of ibadat, very, very weighty in sight of Allah. Very, very rewarding. A person who makes ibadah in these nights is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. And we should try and fast. If a person can't fast for those first 9 days, then at least fast on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafat, inshallah. And these are the days Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even showed us that increase the dhikr of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah.